I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story from the WBGO Archive. Choreographer, actress, author, comedian, and Lindy Hop legend Norma Miller came to WBGO several times for interviews and events. Known as the Queen of Swing, Norma Miller died in 2019 at her home in Fort Myers, Florida, at the age of 99. In August of 2010, she sat down with Daybreak host Gary Walker to talk about her amazing career. Gary asked Norma about innovative dancer Twist Mouth George and how they met.
He was the one that actually created the dance that we're doing today. He was amongst those dancers, Shorty Snowden, Twist Mouth George. These were the beginners of the dances that was at the Savoy Ballroom.
And that was your first entree into the ballroom.
I was 12 years old when I met Twist Mouth George.
How did that happen?
I was in the street, you know, it was Easter Sunday. And, you know, I left church and I went up to the ballroom because it was the Easter parade. You know, when Easter parade for black people, it meant, sweetie, they're coming out in all the best togs. So the best place to be was standing in front of the Savoy to see when they came into the Savoy, they was dressed to the nine. And that's what I was doing there. And it was a matinee. And that meant the band was playing. And you could hear the band out in the street because, you know, there was no air conditioning. It was wide open windows. So like all kids, I was dancing in the street, you know, listening to the music. And Twist Mouth George saw me and called me and wanted to take me up to the ballroom to dance with him. I was 12 years old. Isn't that wonderful?
And then?
I was the greatest dancer in the world.
At the age of 12 years old.
Oh, yeah, I could dance with him.
And at the age of...
I was precocious. I could dance with anybody. I mean, I could do that. That was their dance.
Yeah.
And I learned it from them, watching them, you know, from the windows. And when I went up on that ballroom floor, I mean, I don't remember my feet ever touching the floor.
Now, folks...
He's 6 feet tall, and I was a little bit of a kid.
We're talking about a time now. We're talking about swing dancing.
Exactly.
And I know it's had a couple of... It's come back a few times, but not like this, not ever like this.
Where yeah, at the beginning Savoy, was extraordinary.
Where they replaced, you know, we're talking a hardwood floor at the Savoy.
Right.
And the Savoy was actually a couple of blocks, wasn't it?
It was a block long.
Yeah.
From 140th to 141st Street.
Yeah, and we're talking about they had to replace the floor at least two or three times a year
exactly.
Because of all those happy feet.
Because people danced every day. We danced seven nights a week at the Savoy.
Talk about Whitey's Lindy Hoppers, because at the age of 14, you kind of had to say, well, let's see, how am I going to pull this off, go on tour, and still be in school at the same time?
Well, you see, the first thing that happened, the Apollo Theater was given its first Lindy Hop contest. You know, this was when Lindy Hopping began to be spreading, and I won the first Lindy Hop contest at the Apollo Theater, which led to a week's work at the Apollo. So there I was at 14, I'm in school playing hooky, and I'm going to PS 89. Incidentally, Hazel Scott and I were classmates together at PS 89.
Wow.
And I'm playing hooky, and I did 28 shows that week, and I got $25.
You can still hear Gary's entire interview with the late Norma Miller at WBGO.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.